recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Kritut, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Chof Gimel. And we're holding on the Mishnah, on the Chahelika Mishnah, on Daf Chof Beit Amud Beit. So we've been in the middle of discussing the implications of the relationship of Osham Talu Tosham Vadai, Pagabi Mi'ila, and the fact that theoretically it is possible to bring the Osham even if you didn't know that you were chayte, as opposed to bechatas. That would be in a case where you could bring it betnai. And the Mishnah today further examines those areas of chataim that are possible to be dealt with even without yediyah. For instance, of course, the case that we did mention earlier in the Masechta, where we were talking about the possibility of making a tnai when it came to the din of a mechusar kippurim, a mechusar kippurim yoledet. So here begins the Mishnah, Isha sheviya chatata of. So this woman was bringing a chatata of on a suffix. All of the cases that we're talking about is that you bring on a suffix. So she was yoledet. She wasn't sure whether she was chayevet. Maybe was not 40 days after conception, or maybe it was a type of a mutation that wasn't chayev. In any event, she's about to bring her chatata of ala safeg. We're over there. Normally the din is, of course, that it can't be eaten, because if she wasn't chayevet the chatata of, so then the malika would make it into an avela. Siimach lodim lekanodala shialda vadai soteasana vadai. If before you do the malika, she finds out that actually an expert tells her that it was really chayev, so then she can, just because she set it aside mitzad asafek, doesn't mean there's any difference in bringing it as a vadai. So bring it as a vadai. She means she may be ala vadai, or ala hoda, may be ala lo hoda. Just like by the yashem, where the whole point is that you're bringing an ashem toli in exactly the same way they'd bring an Hashem Vare when it would come to Mila, Liba the Rabbi Akiva, which is what Rabbi Tarfa pointed out to him. The same thing is true over here. It's exactly the same korban. So if it turns out that it was done, that she required it bevadai, so bring it bevadai. Now, why does it say Ad Shelo Nimlaka? That's so partial, because Lachora, it really shouldn't make a difference one way or the other, whether it was before Malika, or whether it was after Malika, other than the fact that we're going to see later on that there is really a machloket about whether, this is a machloket with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says later on that there's a gezeira if it was found out after Malika, because people will think that it was brought on a suffix, and they'll think that a chatasof brought on a suffix should be eaten, and therefore there'll be nitshel in the vela. So we're gezer not to bring it. The problem is that that is not everybody's opinion at all. So if you hold like Rav, let's say, that says that there's no problem, even mishanim laka, so then it really shouldn't matter over here either. Why it says before Malika specifically, why it could be even Leachra Malika. So Tosfos says it's lav dafka, according to Rav. It's just coming to make certain that you understand that it's not, if once they already did the hazah, there for sure people will think that it was brought ala safek. If the hazah was done ala safek, so they won't realize that it's the same korban, and that not in every case can you eat it. So there even Rav would be made that there would be a gezerah. Okay, in any event, that's a small side point. But the idea over here is that there's no difference between the chatat vadai and the chatat safek. So now let's get into questions of noda, that it was an unnecessary korban in other cases. How about if you have a chaticha shel chulin and a chaticha shel hegdesh, our classical case, you went ahead and you ate one of them, and you don't know which one you ate. So over here the question is, do you bring an Ashram Talui on the Safek Me'ilah? So to introduce this mishnah, we're going to review the machloket that we had before between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. So Rabbi Akiva is Mechayev Ashram Talui because he says that you bring out, like we saw yesterday, the Vav is Meisiv, we can even bring an Ashram Talui on an Ashram Me'ilah. So therefore, it says Rabbi Akiva, you bring the Ashram Talui. Now, how about if you also ate the second piece, Achalat HaShnia, then of course you're maybe an Ashram Vandai. Now, suppose two different people eat it. So Achal Achadat HaRishona, Uba Acher V'Achalat HaShnia. So now what? According to Rabbi Akiva, Zeh Mevi Ashram Talui, V'Zeh Mevi Ashram Talui. So it says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon says no. They both bring an Ashram Vadai. And they make a tonight between them. Now the truth is, there's nothing inherently that Rabbi Akiva would disagree with here, because there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to make a tonight, since Rabbi Akiva has already been made it to Rabbi Tarfon, that you don't have to know that you were chote, because it's the same korban anyway. As long as you pay up, it'll be no problem. And the point over here is that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no other way to bring a korban. That's the point. So in other words, let's say that one of the eaters would have died in between. According to Rabbi Akiva, the remaining guy would still bring an Ashram Talui. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's nothing to do, because Rabbi Shimon holds like the Chachamim that you don't bring an Ashram Talui on an Ashram Me'ilah. And since in this case the other guy isn't there to make a deal with him, to make a Tanai, there'd be nothing to do at all. That's the point that the Mishnah is stressing. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says you can't do that. You cannot bring with a Tanai. It's either going to be like the Chachamim, the result be pater from an Ashram Talui, or bring like Rabbi Akiva. But two people cannot get together on bring one Ashram, making a condition that if it was me or if it was you. The first case we had was where the suffix is in Me'ilah. The second case is you have a Chaticha of regular meat, and you have a Chaticha of Chelev, which is our standard case. That's a standard case. Maybe Hashem told me. Now you know you were chote, you may be chatat. How about if one guy ate the Rishonah and one guy ate the Shniya? So the Pashtut would be, of course, everybody is made to that. That's not dependent in a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says even in this case shnayim mevim chatat echad, and Rabbi Yossi says ein shnayim mevim chatat echad. So Rabbi Shimon Omer shnayim mevim chatat echad. They can bring one carbon, and each guy says, look, if I was the one who was chayte, you're mevater to me, you give me your money, and this is my carbon. If you're the one who was chayte, you're the one who's getting the carbon. I'm mevater to you. Comes along Rabbi Shimon in this case to say Shnehem Mevi'im Chatat Echad, even in a Chatas. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, Ein Shnayim Mevi'im Chatat Echad. You can't bring one Chatat. So the first case that we had was Ein Shnayim Mevi'im Asham Echad, Rabbi Yossi said. In this case, we have a question of whether you're eating a normal piece of meat or whether you're eating chalev. So over here, the only issue is, can you make the same deal that you made in the first case on the Asham for Me'ilas? Can you make the same deal on a Chatas? The year we seem to have the same machlokas. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can. According to Rabbi Yossi, you cannot. So again,
by Chatos,
there it says, Hodai lav Chatato, which al Chora, you have to know the chait. Question is, do you have to know the chait took place, or do you have to know that it was your chait particularly? Here you knew the chait took place. Third case. You have one chaticha of chelev, and you have one chaticha of shuman of kodesh. Now, either case is going to be a chayav of you, but one case is an iser karet as b'chayav chatas, and one case is a me'ilah, and it's a chayav you and Hashem me'ilahs. You ate one of them, and you don't know which one you ate. Okay, so then you bring an Hashem Tolui for the chet of chelev, but not for the chet of eating kodesh, which is according to the Chachamim. Akal et hashniya, if you ate the second piece, then you bring an chatas vada and an Hashem vada. Because there, of course, everybody is made a yerchayev to bring an asham on achilas kodesh. Suppose one person ate one, and one person ate the second. So then each one brings an asham tolui for his chatas that he would otherwise have had to bring. And Rabbi Shimon says, here, both of them can bring both karbona is vadai, except that they have to make a condition. So this is a combination of the first two cases. The first case was a case where we had a suffix of achilas kedesh. The second case was a case where we had a suffix of achilas chelev. The third case was we definitely have both kodesh and chelev, and it was a suffix which one was which. Good. So in this case, Rabbi Shimon says, now you can bring both karbonos and make a condition. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Ein shnayim evim chatat v'yasham echad. You can't do that. Fine. Now, suppose you have a piece of regular chelev, and you have a piece of chelev which is also kedesh. Now, you eat one of these pieces. You don't know which one you ate. So you definitely ate chelev. You bring a chatas. According to the Chachamim, that's all you bring because you don't bring an Hashem Tolui on a suffix of an Hashem Me'ilas. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Besides bringing your Chatas, you also have to bring an Hashem Tolui because maybe the piece of Chelev that you ate was a piece of Kedesh. Now, if you go ahead and eat the second one, then you have to bring two Chataot, one for the second piece of Chelev, assuming it's a separate haloma, and one Hashem Vadai, because now for sure you ate kodesh. Suppose one person eats one. So echad achalat arishona. Somebody else eats the other one. Ba'acher v'achalat hashniya. Each one brings a karma chatas because they vadai ate chelev. And according to Rabbi Akiva, each one brings an Hashem Tolui. Rabbi Shimon says, each one brings a chatas, because they vadai ate chelev, but only together can they bring an asham me'ilas vadai, not an asham tolui, with a t'nai. Rabbi Yossi omer, ein shneihem mevi'im asham echad. Now, how about if you have two pieces of chelev, one of which was also notar, which lechora means, of course, that it also had to be kodesh. How else could it have been notar? That the Gemara is going to discuss. If you ate one of these pieces, and you don't know which one you ate, so you definitely ate chelev. Both pieces were chelev. So you bring a chatas. But you might have eaten notar. So you bring an asham tolui too. That's true according to everybody, because there we're talking about an iser karet. If you eat the second piece, then you bring two chatot for the chelev, which you ate, and one chatas for the noser that you ate. Suppose one guy eats the first piece, the second guy comes and eats the second piece. Zemevi chatat vashem talui, because he knows he ate chelev and maybe he ate notar. Zemevi chatat vashem talui, he knows he ate chelev and maybe he ate notar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, but you can get together for the achilat notar, bring a single chatat vadai, and bring it with a t'nai. Rabbi Yossi Omer, any chatat which is coming for a chait, ein shnayim mevim oto. You can't have two people bringing a chatat for a chait. Now remember, we magdayek earlier that this means that Rabbi Yossi would be made at, that if you have two women who were yoldot, and we don't know which one was yoledet, the mutation that was not chayav of a korban, and which one had a fetus that was b'chui of a korban, that they can get together. Because over there, there's no chait, there's no dialav chatato. So maybe we don't have to know. But the only problem that Rabbi Yossi has with making a tnai is where you have to know what you did, not that there's a chiyuv. Amalei Rav Elul Rav Nachman. Now, let me get into this. The diak in the words of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says over here in the second case, Ein shnayim meviim chatat achat. Okay. But what does that mean? That they can each one bring an ashram talui.
They can't bring a joined.
You can't bring a joined chatas. But tonight, that if I'm the one who did the vaday sin, then it's mine. And if you're the one, it's yours. Okay, but I mean, what do? You bring an ashram talui. That's what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said each one brings a chatas. Rabbi Shimon said, no, you can get together and bring each one brings an ashram talui. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you don't have to do that. You can get together and bring a chatas vaday. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't. That's what the Tanakhama said. No, you can't. No? So in other words, you bring ashram talui, mai tu shneihem, each one brings an ashram talui. Is that what the Tanakhama said? I mean, why are we saying Rav Yossi Omer as if it's a second sheet? A third sheet with Rav Yossi. V'chitem, and maybe you'll say, well, it isn't clear whether we mean to say that there were necessarily shtei chatichot, where achat shal chulin and achat shal chelev, is it dafka shtei chatichot? How about if it was a chaticha achat? And maybe we're just bringing in the case of shtei chatichot because we have all these other cases. Well, the whole point was that there were shtei chatichot because there were other isurim. But this particular case doesn't really require shtei chatichot. Maybe that's the difference. So it's maybe Rabbi Yossi saying, no, you require shtei chatichot. That's the point. They don't both bring a chatas, is what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Why? Because they both weren't chayav on an ashram toli. Only the first one was chayav on an ashram toli because then there were two pieces. But the second one wasn't chayav and ashram toli, because there weren't two pieces. Maybe that's the machlokas. You're trying to tell me that chaticha mishtei chatichoti kebinayo, and that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying different than the Tanakhama. Because the Braita makes it very clear that that's not what he's saying. But Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, zemevi ashram toli vezemevi ashram toli. So what are you telling me? That's exactly the same thing. So you can't tell me that it's a third sheet. Amarle, you're right. It's not a third sheet. A kamashra man tanakam Rabbi Yossi. All the Mishnah is trying to tell us is that this sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that you cannot get together, because in this case, lechora. But I forgot to point out. I didn't forget. I just didn't want to confuse anybody. But remember, Rabbi Nachman was the third explanation of why you need chatichot according to Rav. So what did he say? That the reason was that you need ikba yisura. What was the nafkamina between his approach and Rav's approach and Rav Zera's approach? The nafkamina was whether you initially had chatichot mishtei chatichot and then somebody came and ate it. But that's this case. And this is Rav Nachman, who is the one that is saying this? I'm only Rav Elul Rav Nachman. Which is really weird. Unless that's gufa they're taking into consideration between them. In other words, Rav is saying to Rav Nachman, wouldn't you say that that's the difference? In which case it only works out according to me. Because according to you, if it's only ikva yisura, it's not the deacon of posik, mitzvot, but it's a sfara, because ikva yisura, there's always ikva yisura. So then what did Rav Yossi mean? And Rav Nachman is pointing out to him, well, you can't say Rav Yossi means what you were saying, that only the first guy brings an ashram talui, and the second guy would be potter because he only needs chaticha mishtei chatichot, because he says beferish not like that. So therefore, it must be that the only explanation is that the Tanakhama is Rav Yossi. That gives a different layer to the Gemara, which makes it very cute. Okay. Chatichat Chelev, we had three cases then. We have Chatichat Chelev, Chatichat Kodesh, Chatichat Chelev, Chatichat Chelev Kodesh, and Chatichat Chelev, Chatichat Chelev Notar. But in the case of the Notar, for some reason, the Mishnah doesn't discuss bringing an Asham on the Achila of Kodesh. Omale Raveler of Nachman, what happened to the Osham Vadai of Mi'ilot? I mean, if it's notar, it had to have been Kodesh, no? Omale said, Nachman, well, it doesn't have a Shavar Pruta. Says, well, come on. We had two cases of Kodesh that you ate that do have a Shavar Pruta. So Dafka, this case doesn't have a Shavar Pruta. I mean, isn't that a little weird? I mean, Omi Karadit be Shavar Pruta Askina. Because that was the case we had before in the Mishnah, the Tani Hashem Vanai. So why Dafka in this case we're leaving out the Hashem? Amala, yes, of course. But that piece wasn't notar, now was it? I mean, a piece of notar ain't worth very much, is it? So the piece of notar, Ai Chaticha de Lav Notar Yeshava Pruta. But a Chaticha of Pruta, a Chaticha of Notar, how's it going to be worth a Shavar Pruta? It's not roy to be used. He said, Rava Tim, I understand. And what about what we had before? That it's possible to eat one achil and bichayev many chataot and an osham. And the case over there was, one of the things is notar, and it said you bring four chataot and one asham. And that one asham was being brought on the notar. So you see that notar does have a value of a Shavar Pruta. Make up your mind. Then that's talking about a Ibegasa. It depends. If you ate a lot, maybe you ate so much that it means, doesn't mean a Behemah Gasa, Behemah Daka, although some try to make it work out, the Behemah Daka, Behemah Gasa, because one, if it's notar, gets spoiled very quickly, and the other one doesn't. Okay. But anyway, Rashi's chat is one is you ate a lot. So Mamela, okay, you ate so much that you even had a Shavar Pruta. And the other one, it's notar, and it's very difficult to eat enough to be worth a Shavar Pruta. Or Inami, it should say, Ayi b'yamota gishamim, v'acha b'yamota chama. It depends on the weather. If it's very hot weather, so then if it's notar, it rots. So it's not worth very much. If it's cold weather, then even if it's notar, it stayed fresh. I don't understand the whole situation. It doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Shimon. Because what Rabbi Shimon is saying is that you would have to bring also Shnehem Mevim Chatat Achat together for the notar. But that would mean that he holds Isser Schalal Isser. How was Isser Schalal Isser? If it was Chalev, it was already Chalev. For that matter, if it was Kodesh, it was already Kodesh. And therefore wasn't allowed to be used for anything else. But according to Rabbi Shimon, asks Rabbi Rav Nachman, Umi Omar Rabbi Shimon Isur Kolel Isur, I thought Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that even if you have an Isur Kolel, it's also an Isur Kolel Isur. And that's the famous case. Rabbi Shimon says, if you eat a Nevela on Yom Kippur, you're Potter. Why? Because a nevela is not an Isser Karet, so there's no chatas for it. Once Yom Kippur comes around, even though it's kolel, all other food, it doesn't add any Isser on the nevela that was previously Osir. So therefore, the chiyuv karet of eating on Yom Kippur does not apply to this nevela. So you see that even though it's an Isser Chamur, and even though it's an Isser Kolel, ain't it's a chalal isser? So in this case also, what's Rabbi Shimon talking about? Bringing a chatas for notar when it was already usher before. Omer of Sheshes Breda Ravidi, well, he's talking about that you ate an entire kidney. So in eating the kidney together with the chalev, so the part that wasn't chalev became notar. And that part has the chi of chatas. No, not true. Because a kuya bechalban nami, how kayala be yisur oli? Is it not true that if you would be, where's the kuya supposed to go? On the mizbeach, it's the emuri. The din is a koshim imenu, le mizbeach, it's aser belotoka. Okay. So in that case, it also had an isur on it from before. How did it become more aser as notar? According to Rabbi Shimon, you're not answering anything. Because heichi at yisur notar chayal Allah, if it was a chayal be yisur olin, it was already usher as something that's elam is beyak. V'chitem, and maybe you'll try to tell me, okay, but notar is so chamur, it's a chi of karet. So a chi of karet would be chal on an isakal of olin. So clearly there would be shiva the notar is sur chamur. V'chayal al isakal da olin. No! Because nevela is also an isakal. Yom Kippur is an isur chamur. And nonetheless, he says that Yom Kippur is not chal on nevela. Vanevelati iser kalu v'yamakipurim iser chamuru v'lokati iser yamakipurim de chamur v'chayel al nevelati kalu. So the whole mishnah doesn't make any sense. How could Rabbi Shimon say that we need to deal with a separate chatas for notar if he's already bringing a chatat on chelev? Answers the Gemara: Ella bekadashim goli rachmanidit ati iser chalav iser. When it comes to hegdash, there iserim that are Yisr, in terms of Agdash, the Torah already was megala to us that we don't say Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr by Agdash. Where? The Tanya says in the Braita, when we're analyzing the Pasuk Vanefesh Asher Tochal Basar Mizevach Hashod Mima Asher LaHashem V'Tumato Alav. So you were talking about eating Agdash, eating Kachin, Tumat Aguf, and it says there V'Nichrat HaNefesh Ein Mea Mea. There's a fear of karet of eating kadesh b'tumat aguf. When it says asher l'ashem, what's the point of mentioning asher l'ashem? Obviously, a korban shlomim is asher l'ashem. It's coming to tell me even the chelek that was meant to go l'ashem. So meaning if you take what was supposed to be the chelek of the mizbeach and you eat the imurim b'tumat aguf, you're chayav. So l'rabot, Eta emurim, and therefore, if you did a peshogeg, you'd be over on Yisr Karet, and you'd have to bring a korban chatas. Now, what did I say?
Peshogeg.
The problem is, I thought the emurim before they became, you became tummy. The emurim were already also to you. Koyaleo be Yisr olim, right? The chelev. You are already over with an Isser Karet. And you, because the Chelev is also an Emurim. And now you're coming to eat it, the Tumat Aguf. So? And we're saying you're Chayev on it for Tumat Aguf? The Kati Isser Tumat Chayev on it? So you see that obviously the Torah is telling you, Asher LaHashem, is to teach you that Isser is Chalal Isser. And by the way, Teda Shekinah, for sure this is true. Because Rebbe, generally, Svirla Yisr Kal Al Yisr, and Hanimil Yisr Chamor Al Yisr Kal. Usually, even though Rebbe doesn't agree with Rebbe Shimon, okay, he holds that Yisr is Kal Al Yisr, but that's only an Yisr Chamor that would be Kal on Yisr Kal. An Yisr Kal cannot be Kal on an Yisr Chamor, okay? And nonetheless, by Kachiv, I'm going to show you that Rebbe holds that even an Yisr Kal is Kal on an Yisr Chamor Nami Kal. Where do I see this? Because Me'ila is Kal. We saw yesterday, Rebbe was the one who says that it's a Chiyav of Mita B'dei Shamayim. Whereas the Isra of Kachim over here is an Isra Chamur. We're talking about Karet, but it's talking about the Notar, Pigo. Nonetheless, Ati Isra Mita, V'chayal Isra Kal, an Isra Karet. The Isra Kal of Mita, relatively Kal, according to Rebbe, is clearly Chal, even on an Isser Chamor, which is Karet. The Tanya, because after all, it does say in a Braita that even Rebbe Omer, Kol Chelev LaHashem, we darshan from the Chelev, that is Chelev LaHashem, to teach me that even Chelev LaHashem is Begeder Me'ila. It has to be Viktirama Mizbecha, and Me'ila is always on whatever is Miuchad LaHashem, which tells me that Me'ila is Chal on a Murikachim Kal. So Imuri Larabat Imuri Kachim Kalim Lemi'ila Kol Chelev, even the Chelev that goes on the Mizbeach. But Me'ila is only an Isur Mita, and nonetheless it's Kochayal Al Isur Chelev, and Isur Chelev is an Isur Karet, which is much more Chomor, the Isur Karetu. Therefore you have no choice but to conclude that we see here too by Rebbe that Kachim is different, and Shmamina B'Kachim Golikra, that he too buys into this idea that by Kachim there's a special Gilei Hakra from Hashir LaHashem to teach me that there's a Miyuchad Din of Isr Chal Al Isr. But wait, asks the Gemara. There's a Beferish Braita that says, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no Isser Chalal Isser, even by Kotchen. Because it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Pigu Ba'olin, Ve'ein Notar Ba'olin. Why would Rabbi Shimon say there can't be a Chiyuv of Pigu, which is an Isser Chomer, on Chalakim that go up on the Mizbeach? Only things that were right for Achila is there an Isser Karet of Ein Pigu. And on Notar, only things that were royal achilas are Isser Notar. But if there were olim that were meant to be on the Mizbeah, there is no Isser Notar, Isser Chomer. I understand. The Mishnah, you just proved me, said the opposite. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Says, Mar, you're right. It's clearly a machlokes tanoim in Rabbi Shimon. Whether Rabbi Shimon holds, like he says in our Mishnah, that there is an chalot of Yisr, chalal Yisr on Kotchen, or like this Braita, obviously the Tana is saying, even Ali ben Rabbi Shimon, Ikeri Amri, but Kotchen Yisr, chalal Yisr, like our Mishnah, Vikeri Amri, as it says here in the Braita, that but Kotchen Nami, Ein Yisr, chalal Yisr. And according to the Mandi Amru, it says, but Kotchen Nami, Ein Yisr, chalal Yisr. What does he do with the Pasuk? I thought we have a Pasuk that teaches us. And that is Asher LaHashem. Hashlomim Asher LaHashem, to teach me L'rabot et ha'emurim, that you would be chayev betumat aguf. But if you hold Alibet Rabbi Shimon, that ain't Yisr Chalal Yisr, how could you be chayev betumat aguf? It was already Yisr because of the Yisr Vailim. So how do you explain the Pasuk? My Ovid Lay? Ah, there is a case. He will learn that Tana in Rabbi Shimon. He will learn that it's referring to Vladot Kadashim. Let's say the Shlomim has a child. And assuming that Vladot Kadashim, Kasavre Vladot Kadashim Bavayatanim Kadashim. So assuming that the Vlad is only Kodesh at the moment that it actually is given birth. So in that case, in that case, both Yisurim were chal bevat achat. Because at the moment that it became possible for you to eat it, betumat aguf, it was only at that moment that it was born and becomes both usher to you for one, for oilin, and for two, for tumat aguf. So that would enochinami be the only case. But a normal case, if it first started off as oilin, and then you became tameh, and it would never be bevat achat, ever. This is the only possibility.
The ben pikua
kodesh? No. Yeah, but the rabbi's blood is kosher. No! That's a machlokes, but here it's a kosher ban yomar only if it is born. It's a machlokes, whether it's kodesh, it's still as it's forming, or only when it's actually born. Okay. And present. Hagrinalak, Dam Shkitam.
Zin Heder, Samson Lehele Keperek.
Amevi Asham Taloi. Vinodalo Shalom Chata. So now the question is, what happens if you went ahead, you set aside your Asham Taloi, and then you found out you never did the chet in the first place. So imat shelo nishkat. So if this happens before it was shechted, so the whole thing is a mistake. Why would you have made it kodesh? If I had known that I wasn't chete at all, I never would have set aside an Hashem Tolu. So it's hegdish b'taut. Hegdish b'taut. It's just a mistake. Yera'eh be'eder. Let it go out, you'd save from the Beis HaMikdash, put it back on the farm. No problem. The whole thing was a mistake.
And it can be used for anything.
Anything. It's just all a mistake. They were a bit mayor. V'chachamim, Omri. The Chachamim say, no, you can't do that. And we'll see that the svar of the Chachamim is that since the whole point of an Asha is that you're feeling guilty, so you were ready to bring it on a suffix. So just because you found out that you weren't chote, so, but at the time, you also thought, maybe I wasn't chote, but guilt is guilt. people pay psychiatrists, so they pay an ashram. It's cheaper.
And, wait, and this works for you?
Yeah? The purpose of the ashram is always enough.
Right, and I would feel badly if I had done this. But I didn't do it, so I don't feel badly. So why should the animal suffer?
Because you never knew if you did it or not, but nonetheless...
I felt bad.
You felt bad. You were willing to pay your ashram psychiatrist. So that's what you did. The animal doesn't suffer. We put the animal out the pasture and use its value to buy a nadava for the zebra.
Okay, fair.
The animal's happy.
No, I get the idea.
I mean, it's not only about animal suffering to make up for your own, you know.
Anxiety comes.
Okay. So therefore, say the Chachamim, no. Let it get a moon, sell it, and use the money for nidvas zebra. So it would be like motarot. Reb Eliezer says, where's Richie when you need him? Always bring it. Just bring it as an ashram toller. What the heck? If you didn't do this, you did something else. You're always guilty of something. So Mamela, bring it. You must have done something wrong. So what the heck?
That's a rather...
Well, this is Reb Eliezer Shita, that Misnadev Adam Ashram Toller B'choyam. Remember? That's the Shita. Fine. So you can't lose, you know? Now, how about if you already shechted it?
Okay, will.
How about if you already shechted it, and then you find out that it was not really being brought on a chet, because there was no chet. So, imish nishchat no dalo, so then you shafek adam, v'abazor yatzal abet asrifa, it's like a chipsuli. But how about if it was already Yisrak adam, benitamitz, yachel? Reb Yossi says,
really?
Even if the dam is already in the coats, then it's called Oimed Lizrek Zorub Domin. Go ahead and be Zorik the dam and eat the basar. Vabasar Yachel. Now, an Asham Vadai, where you were bringing the Asham for definitely being male, that's not like this. Because Achalonishkat, Yetse Vieira Ebbe Eder, according to everybody. Because over here it's not being brought for your guilt on Suffolk. Mishenishkat, Areze Yikaver, and that's Stam was Kulin Bazara. It's not Psulim, Kachi Psulim. Nizrak Adam, then it's Kachi Psulim, Abasayat Silabet Asrifa. By the way, a Shorha Niskal could run into the same problems, but it doesn't have the same dinim as the Ashim Tolui. A Shorha Niskal, so you thought that it was a Shorha Niskal and it killed somebody. Then you find out the Adim were Adim Zaymimim. So Achelo Niskal, obviously the whole thing is an error. And then for sure everybody would agree that Yetzei V'Yera Ebe Adim. Misha Niskal, okay, you can't bring it back to life, but it's still Mutter Bahana'ah because it's not really a Shara Niskal. An Egla Rufa is also not like an Ashram Toli. Achelo Nerfa, you find the murderer before the Arifa. Fine, so then the whole thing, once it's Nerfa, over there the din is, it has to be Shom, which means it has to be buried right there, where you did the Arifa. Tikaver bimekoma. Why? Because it was coming for a suffix of who it was that murdered the guy, right? So, keep Rasveka, at the moment that we went ahead and did the Arifa, we didn't know who the murderer was. So then it already was Mekayim, that mitzvah, of being Mechaper on the Suffolk. And therefore, it's like any other Egla Rufa. You don't change the din just because, while it's still here and I haven't buried it yet, I found out. It's an Egla Rufa. That's what Egla Rufa is for. I'm always hoping to find the murderer. So now, but my plea, what's the machlokas between Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanan here? Rebbe Meir holds, look, you found out you didn't need it, so kivan delo tzarech leilo makdish le. The guy says, well, I never would have brought an ashram talui. Where's the Rabbanan say, now wait a minute. An ashram is all about guilt, okay? So mitoshali bo nokfo. The guy is feeling guilty. So he's gomer a makdish. I mean, he's ready to pay his psychiatrist. Now, the Braita makes it very clear. Beinodalo shechata, or beinodalo shalochata, it really doesn't matter whether you found out you definitely did the sin, and therefore you have to bring the chatas. and the Yashem Tolo is useless, or you found out that you definitely did not do. What's the difference? The point over here is that Kivan, the Be'idna, the Afrishe, at the moment that you were Mafrishe, it turns out now retroactively it should say, Lo Avi Tzorichle. This is in the sheet of the correct Yerushin. You would never have been Magdashit, and therefore it turns out you don't need it, in which case, Nodalo Shalo Chata, we're saying two different cases. Found out that you don't need it because you didn't sin. There you need to have this Mishnah to teach me, according to the Rabbanan, Lodia Chakochat Rabbanan, that even though you knew that you didn't sin, but since Kivan the Be'idna the Afrishe Libo no Kfo, therefore you were Gomar Umagdish. That's the Chiddush Alibi Rabbanan. Now, Omer of Sheshes, you should know that Moda Rabbi Meir Lachachom Rabbi Meir would agree in a case where a guy is clearly obsessive about guilt.
He's not here.
How do we know that he's obsessed by his guilt? He's mafrish two Hashem Tolus. He wants to have another one just in case something happens to this one. He's got backup kapor. This guy's got serious problems.
Backup?
So there,
Rebbe, something happens to him.
Right there, Rebbe Meir is made that if a guy is mafrish they Hashemot, and he's got one of them for akrayut. Now, Tosis points out that these words nitchaper be'achat mehem is completely unnecessary. Not nitchaper be'achat mehem. He finds out. You just have to say, even if it would be alive, he just found out he wasn't chayte. He found out he was chayte. In that case, for sure, it's kodesh, and you'd have to wait till it gets hamun. V'yimacher v'yipluda damav l'nedava. My time. Because Rabbi Meir was talking about normal people. I cannot plead, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbanan. El Mishum Tolo Gali Daitet, Eliba Nokfa. Why should we assume a guy brings an Hashem Tolui that he's bringing it because he's suffering from guilt? He's bringing it because the rabbi told him, if you did this, you have to bring your Hashem Tolui. So he set aside an Hashem Tolui. Now, if something happens, it turns out he never did the chait, or he vada was chaitet. So fine, it's a mistake. But the rabbi never told him be mafresh one for Akrayas. Clearly, this guy has got some serious problems. So, the only thing he's got to do in order to keep the rules is set aside one. Why was he mafresh two? So, my time to trade, because he's nervous, right? The Sava, if anything happens to one, oh my God. At least I'll have the other one. Well, if this guy is so nervous, given the goalie died to leave a note for him, since he's now showing his true colors that he's nervous, so I made that that you're right. He would indeed, even at the time, we would have said, but maybe you weren't great. I don't care. Let's just take care of it. So he wants that kapara, and therefore was al daita d'achi, it's hegdash, whether it was needed or wasn't needed. Memela, it's kredash, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then it has a din of motorot.
It's considered an ashen toluli, the backup one as well?
Motorot.
It's sold as an ashen toluli.
No.
No,
it gets a mum.
But it had
sold, and then it's you buy the. Yeah, like you always do for mud, you use. No! Oh, you love. For Kaita Mizbeya. That Mizbeya is hungry, man. Aisha Shavia Katata O Imachalonim the Kanodala Shiada Vadai. Teasena Vadai? Because what's the difference? Mimin Shi Mevia Loda, Mevia Alohoda. Chaticha Shechulin Chaticha Shalaydish. Achal Achat Mehen Ven Yodea Meiz Mehen Achal. Patur, Rabbi Akiva is Mechayev, even Rashab Toli, even for Me'ila. As we saw before, Achalat Hashmiya, then maybe Hashem Vadai. How about if two different people ate? Achalachat at Arishona, and now Ba'acher Vachalat Hashmiya, Zeh maybe Hashem Toli, Zeh maybe Hashem Toli, Rabbi Akiva? Bishem says no. The only way to be mechaper for these guys is you cannot bring an Ashram Toloi on a Suffolk Me'ilah. But what you could do is, if they're both alive and available, Shneyem Bevim Ashram Echad, and they make a Tnai. Rabbi Yossi says, you can't do that. Ein Bevim, Ein Shtayim Bevim Ashram Echad. Chatichat Chelev and a Chatichat of regular kosher meat. Achal Echad Me'em Ben Yodeyez Me'em Echad. Maybe Ashram Toloi. Achal Et Hashniya, Ein Echadat. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, both of them could get together and bring a chatas. Rabbi says, no, you can't. Ein shnayim mevim chatat echad. Chatichat chelev vechatichat kodesh. Achal achat mehem, ven yodeis mehem achal. Maybe Hashem talui, regular chatas would have been chayav. Achal et hashniyah, and you for sure, you're maybe chatas, and you also have to bring an asham vadai for the meilais. Achal achat et harishonah ba'acher v'achal et hashniyah. Zeh mevi Hashem talui, v'zeh mevi Hashem talui. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shneihem mevim chatat v'asham together. And that way, they would be mechaper on both with a tznai. Rabbi Yosimer, ein shnayim mevim chatat v'asham echad. How about if both pieces were chelev? Chatichat chelev, chatichat chelev, but one is also kodesh. Achal echad mi'en v'ni yodei zemeim achal mevi chatat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, you also would bring an asham toli. Achal et hashniya, mevi shnei chatot, for two different pieces of chelev. And this time, you know you ate for sure Kodesh, so you bring an Oshem Vadai. Akal Echadat HaRishona Uba Acher V'Akalat HaShmiya Zemevi V'Chatat V'Zemevi Chatat. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Zev Zemevi Masham Talui. Rabbi Shimon Omer Zemevi Chatat V'Zemevi Chatat, but they can't bring an Oshem Talui. What they could do is they could bring an Oshem Vadai together with the Tanai. Shnei Mevi Masham Echad. Rabbi Yossi Omer, how about if you have a chatichat chelev and you have a chatichat chelev, which is also notar? Akal achat mehem v'ni yodei zemeim achal. Of course, you have to bring a korban chatas vadai and an ashram toli. Everybody's money bring an ashram toli on a safek achilas notar. And here we don't say anything about the kodesh at all. Akal et hashniya. Now you bring three chatot, two pieces of chelev, one piece of notar. Akal akadat harishona uba akher vakalat hashniya zeh mevi chatat v'asham talui v'zeh mevi chatat v'asham talui. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, what you can do is zeh mevi chatat v'zeh mevi chatat, but then on the remaining chiyav, instead of bringing an asham talui, get together and bring a chatat achat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the klal is kol chatat, which is baal chait, as opposed to the chatat that's being brought by Yoledet, ein shnayim mevi'im ota together. Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman, I'm just going to take that case of one piece of chelev or one piece of regular stuff. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't get together on a chatas, okay? So what do you do? So he says, Chatatu de lo maiti shneim. Two people can't bring a chatas. So what do they bring? An Ashram Toloi. If they both bring an Ashram Toloi, it's exactly the same as the Tanakama. Now, if you're going to try to tell me that Chaticha mishte Chatichot ika beinayu, Tani Rabbi Yosim, Zemi vi Ashram Toloi. Zemi vi Ashram Toloi. Amalei Akamash, Vandaman Tanakama, Rabbi Yosim. Chatichat chelev v'chatichat kodesh. Chatichat chelev v'chatichat chelev kodesh. Chatichat chelev v'chatichat chelev notar. But what happened to the fact that if it's notar, it's also kodesh? Omale rovler v'nachalayt inami ashevadi notar, which is also kodesh. Omale, well, notar, it didn't have a shavar pruta. What do you mean it didn't have a shavar pruta? Up until now, all the kids had a shavar pruta for the me'ila. Now, arbitrarily, it doesn't have a shavar pruta. It's ridiculous. No. It's not ridiculous. The other cases were not pieces of notar. So because of that, they were shavar pruta. But over here, if you're eating notar, it's already rotten meat. And over there, it uses notar as one of the sources for a korban chatas and an ashram. I'm not saying it's not possible. There it's talking about where you ate a lot. Sayyibagasa. And Ayyibadaka. Or, Inam, you could say, Ayyibimota Gishamim. Ayyibimota Kama. Ayyibimota Kama. The meat spoils quickly. Normally, Rava the Reb Nachman. But this is all predicated on saying Yisrkal al Yisr. And I thought Rabbi Shimon doesn't know Yisrkal al Yisr even on Yisr Chamur, Yisr Kolel. But then Rabbi Shimon Omer Alchon the Veil Abi Amakipurim Potter. Omer of Shesh Breder of Ini. It's got to be talking about the Kuyo Bechelba. So what? Kuyo Bechelba has, you're right, doesn't have an Yisr Kars. But it has Yisr Olin. So Hechiyati Yisr Notar Chayala. I know what you're going to try to tell me. Going to try to tell me that Sphere Leila Rabbi Shimon, that, well, no, Tar is an Isser Chamor, maybe that would be called an Isser Kal to Olim. No, because the Vela is also an Isser Kal. And nonetheless, Yom HaKippur, which is an Isser Chamor, is not Kal on it. Volokat Isser Yom HaKippur de Chamor, Vechayal al Isser Nevela de Kal. Therefore, the only way to learn it is that by Kachim, Rabbi Shimon is made it. Because Goli Rachman and Apakachim Asi Yisrael Alis, the Tanya. Asher La Hashem, why does it say that a Nefesh Asher Tocham is Zevach HaShlamim Asher La Hashem? Obviously, the Zevach HaShlamim is Asher La Hashem. No! It's Rabot Ad Emurim, which are the Chelek of Hashem. Now, on the Emurim Yeruchayim Yisraelim, on the Emurim Yeruchayim already in Yisrael Chelek, and nonetheless you're telling me that if he eats a Petumat Aguf, V'nichrita, so therefore, you see, Kari Ale, Kati Yisr Tuma, which is Karis V'chayal Ale. And by the way, it's got to be true. Teda Shekenu, because Rebbe normally holds the Sphere Ale, the Yisr Kal Al Yisr only, but an Yisr Komer Al Yisr Kal, but an Yisr Kal Al Yisr Komer Lo, and nonetheless, by Kachim Shamin Ale Yom Yisr Kal Al Yisr Komer, Na Michael, because an Yisr Me'ila is Kal, because it's Mita. And Yisr Kachim is Yisr Chomis Karis, and Rebbe says, Out Yisr Mita, Bechayal Yisr Karet, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Kol Chelav LaShem, to be Marbe Emure Kachim Kalim Lameila. And Meila is only Yisr Mita, and nonetheless it's Chayal and Yisr Chelav, which is an Yisr Karet. So you see clearly, Ali Bid Rebbe, Shema Mina Bechachim Goli Kra. But we have a brayta that seems to contradict this. Because what Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't pigul bowling and ain't notar bowling. Obviously, because even though there is Sir Komur, they're not chal, because there was already Osir to eat these things because the fact that they meant to go to the Mizbeah. You're right. It's gotta be a machloket Tanaim. There's gotta be in Rabbi Shimon. There's gotta be an Ika de Amri that by Kachim Isri is chalal Isser, and that is Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Vikir Amri by Kachim Nami ain't Isser chalal Isser, and that is the Rabbi Shimon who says ain't pigul bowling veinotar bowling. Yeah, what about according to Ban Yomar, who says that even Bekachim ain't Isser chalal Isser? How does he explain the pasuk of Kocher Levlashem, my Ovidlei? No, he says that's talking about a case of Vlade Kachim. And he holds Vlade Kachim, Bavaya Tanin Kedoshim. In which case, Tarvayu, Bade Adade Ka'atu. So both became Osir on him, Bevatachat. And there, even Rabbi Shimon is made that since it's Bevatachat, then there's no way to say that one is Chal and the other isn't Chal. Hamevi Hashem to live in Odalo Shalochata, im Achelon Nishkat, Yetzevi Yerebe, the Rebbe Meir. Vechachomim Omrim, no, Yere Achis Taev, because it's still Kadesh, and Yimokhevi Buldamavunadava. Rebbe Yezomer, not Yere and not Yetze, Yikarev, because why not? Yibeno Balchetze, Ariel Balchetacher. Now, imish nishkat nodalo, then yishafech adam, abasar yetze, lebet hasrifa, nizrak adam, well, then you might as well go ahead and eat it, because you already were brought it as a kosher Hashem toli. Rabbi Yossi Omer, for that matter, afilo adam bekos, you can be zorik it in the basi yachel, because the tzari mid lizrak is kizor. Now, none of this is true about Hashem vada. Hashem vada ain't okay. Because if it's nodalo achalonishkat, yetzei v'yera eba either. מי שנשתת על איזה כבר, נזרק אדם, הבשר יצא לבית השריפה. שואה נזכר, זה also not like an Hashem Tolle. עד שלא נזכר, everybody would agree, יצא ויהיה בעידה. מי שנזכר, all you can do is be matured בהנאה. אגל הרוף is also אינוקין, עד שלא נערפה, תצא ותראה בעידה. It's a mistake. מי שנערפה, that's already the mitzvah. So תיקבר במקומה. שעל ספק באה מתחילה, you went ahead and brought the, did the arifa, keeper tzveka, and now halchala, bye-bye baby. So, but my pligi, Rabbi Meir Safar, well, it's hekesh toes. You don't need it, you don't need it. Keep it a little terrible. So he never would have been magish it. Whereas Rabbanan said, there's such thing, he never would have been magish when a guy's feeling guilty. People do anything when they're feeling guilty. But don't shleep on no. Gomer magish. Tana, ben shenodalo shechata, ben shenodalo shalochata, Pligi Rabbi Meir v'Rabbona. So be no dalo shechata. That's coming to tell me to finish Halibud Rabbi Meir that even though he knew that he was chote, but since be'idna de afreshe, then lo havi tzorechle, lo havi magdishle. The other case of no dalo shalochata, that is lo diach hakochad Rabbona. The afagav the other the lochata. Nonetheless, you say, well, it's not guilty anymore. That's nothing to do with it. At the beginning, you were guilty. Because kiva to be in the afreshe loya, that libona kohabe. Hilkov gomer of magdish, as Rav Sheshi, you should know that Rabbi Meir is made it to chachomim in a case where the guy is clearly libona kohabe. And that would be a case, b'mafreshe ashamot lachrayut. Nitchaper biachat mehen. That part, Nitzchaper Ba'achat Mehem, just takes out for obvious reasons. Doesn't really belong. We're not talking about Nitzchaper Ba'achat Mehem. We're talking about No Dalo Shalo Chata. So over here, even Rabbi Meir is made that Yera'at Shistaevi Yimachev Yiplinid Damavlin Dabah. Why? Because Ad Kanoga Polig Rabbi Meir Alein Drabonon Elam Shub Dalo Goli Dai Tegel Liba Nokfa. So we have a right to assume he's a normal person who's doing what he's got to do, minimalist. All he needed to do was chadu the boy l'afrushe. So how come this guy's going crazy and being mafrish two separate hashamot? So my time mafrish trait, the sover imir cheschada at least michapra beida chavre. Well, once he's already showed us that he's so obsessive, so give it a goli dai to leave a note for you. Hova chen, hoya gomer amagdish. Anyway, says Rabbi Meir, and therefore I agree with you. In this case, yira'eh achistaev. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you show here the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Okay, we're holding today on Daf Chav Gimel, but we're going to start the Mishnah on the Chav Beis Amud Beis. Ha'isha, thank you very much. Ha'isha shehidiya chat asa'ot. Im ad shelo nimlaka nodala sheyalda vaday, te'asena vaday. We just finished in the previous Mishnah discussing what the halacha would be in a case where you're basically going to be bringing the same korban, whether you bring it bevada or you're bringing it b'shoget. I mean, b'sofik. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, when you bring an asham mi'ilot, so you, on asham mi'ilot, you bring an asham tolui b'sofik, he says that over here it turns out that, and he basically is made that, really, with Rabbi Tarfon, that what you could do, if it's worth it for you financially, is that you pay up the money that you owe for the me'ila, because otherwise you can't make it tonight, that it should be mechatra al-zvara, because you can only bring the korban l'shas and you pay up. But you can make a condition, and you could say, look, since it's the same korban, if l'maisam chayim vada, it's vada. If not, so it'll be an asher tolei, then it'll be stave off yisurin. But we have a similar case where a woman brings a chatas of b'safek. Remember that over there, in order for her to become tahara, to be a chelos b'kachim, she brings her keves, and she makes a tznai on the keves, and she says, look, if I'm chayeves, it should be my oila for chiyev, and if not, I'm bringing it as an adav. And then she brings her chatas of. Normally, we don't allow any carbon to be brought misafik, because it could be chulin lazor to the Beis HaMikdash. The only time that we allow such a thing is in order to be matir, the yerledes. So we allow her to bring a chatas of, because after all, nothing of a chatas of is put on the Bizdeyah. So the etzim is no problem, really, of a chulin lazor mamish. So Mimela, she would be bringing it, but of course you can't eat it, because if it's not chayiv, then it's just nevela, because you take a bird, abba, and you put your finger through the back of its head, you're going to be creating a nevela, not just a question of whether it's roy for the mizbeach or not. So nobody's allowed to eat it. Now suppose this woman was going to be bringing her chatas of, and she made it kadesh. She's about to do the Kohen's about to do the Malika, and she finds out that indeed she was a Yoledes Vada, not a Suffolk. So now she can say, okay, listen, you're about to do the Malika. Do the Malika with the Machshava that it should be my Chatas Vada, and now it'll be eaten. And that's fine. Why? Because it's the same situation that we had before by the Korban Hashem Me'ilais, where the Hashem Tolu is, in fact, the equivalent, exactly in every way, to the Hashem Mi'ilais itself. Here too, Shemi Min, Shehi Mevi'a al Hoda, Mevi'a al Hoda. She would be bringing exactly the same carbon, whether she knows that she's a Yoledes, or whether she's a Mesupekis if she's a Yoledes. And therefore, we bring this in over here, even though it's really not directly Nogei Arsugya in terms of the Chiyuvim of Shigaga. But it's similar to the din of Ashram Toli and Ashram Yilas that we had before. Now getting back to the main thrust of our Masechta again, we've discussed in the past parak, we talked about Chaticha Mibein Shtei Chatichas, right? Chaticha Mishtei Chatichas, we have one Chaticha of Heter, one Chaticha of Isser, and they're both there in front of you. And then we went to discuss Chaticha, where you have two Chatichas of Isser. So we had the case where it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, or you have your wife who's Anita and your sister, or you have a piece of Chalev and a piece of Nosim. But now the question is, what do you do where you have really the additional complication of bringing an Asham Me'ilais in these cases, not simply the Shabbos? And there you could end up basically being Chayev sometimes three times. They have one piece of Isser Chalev, let's say, one piece of Isser Neisser, and one of them is Kadesh. Now the question is, okay, what do we do about the Asham Tolu on the Kadesh, and how about if the same person ends up eating it and so on? That's what our Mishnah is about to address. So let's take a case where you have, just starting off easy, you have a Chaticha Shachuin, and you have a Chaticha Shokadesh. Ochal Achas Mehem, Veni Yodea Ez Mehem. So first, we want to bring out the question as to Bechlal, what the situation is, Lagabe bringing an Asham Tolu on a Suffolk Me'ilah. You're not sure that you did the Chet of Me'ilah. So the Tanakhama says you'd be Potter because you're not sure about what? About whether you're Chayav on Me'ilah. But Me'ilah is not Chorus, and therefore it's not Mechayav an Asham Tolu. Was Rabbi Akiva Mechayav Asham Tolu, as we saw yesterday. Rabbi Akiva Shite is, we learn out from the Posek, from the fact that we have the two parshias next to each other, then it says ve'im nefesh, that you're chayav even on Asham Me'ilais, you're chayav on Asham Tolu. Ochal et hashniya. Now here's where it gets interesting. Starts to get interesting. You eat now the second piece. In eating the second piece, you now know for a fact that you ate the piece that was kodesh. So then you would be maybe an Asham Vadai. But how about if one person ate the first piece and one person ate the second piece? Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, each one of them is misupak, whether he was male, so each one of them would bring an Asham Toli. So, Zeme vi Asham Toli, Zeme vi Asham Toli, did Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva, well, that says Rabbi Shimon, well, what do you have to do that for? Since you know that between them, they definitely were over on the Chayk, why should each one bring an Asham Tolu? Why don't they just chip in and bring one Asham Me'ilais? So each one could pay half, and then they make a condition. Look, if you were the guy who wasted, basically ate the kutchin, I'm gladly giving you over my piece of ownership, and it'll be your carver. If I'm the guy, you're gladly giving me over your piece of the ownership. It'll be my carbon. This way we both save money, and everybody's happy. And they bring an usher b'day. Great idea. Says Rabbi Yossi, sorry.
Is that the same carbon?
And well, but that's a coincidence. But it happens to be that it's the same korban as the Ashram Tolui. Says Rabbi Yossi, Ein Shnayim Meviim Ashram Echad. You can't make a condition on korbanot. And unfortunately, a korban has to be very specific for the person who did the fate, and a tznai doesn't help. You have to know what you're doing. There, I don't tell you what the halach is. I mean, either if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, you'll each have to bring an Ashram Tolui. Or, according to the Chacham, I mean, you don't bring anything, because they hold that you don't bring a korban on Me'ilah unless you know for a fact that you are over on the Me'ilahs. Okay, how about if you've got one piece of chalev, one piece of chulin, and now achal achat mehem, so now you eat one of these pieces, right? Veini yodeh eizeh me'amachal. You don't know now which one it is that you ate. So what do you do then? Mevi asham talui. So now you've got to bring an asham talui, because look, there's a suffix over here, an achilas chalev. How about if you ate now the second one, and now you know for sure that you did it? So then you would be mevi achatas. Ochal achadat rishona ba'achad ve'achalat hashniya. How about if different people eat the two pieces, well, then they both have to bring an Ashram Tolui, right? I mean, they've got a suffix over here on Chalev. Each one has a suffix Chalev. Zemi vi Ashram Tolui. Vizemi vi Ashram Tolui. Each one of them would have to bring an Ashram Tolui. Rabbi Shimon Omer, why? Why can't you chip in to even bring a Chatas? Let them both chip in and bring a Korban Chatas Achat. And that way, you got no problem. Nobody has to bring an Ashram Tolui, because we're definitely going to be Mechaper. And all you have to do is pay for your single Chatas 50%, and you make it Tznai, and now there's no problem. It's great. Says Rabbi Yossi, sorry, Ein Shnai Mevim Chatas Achas. It was not only been an Ashram that I was telling you, you can't pitch in to bring a Chatas either. Okay, so what about now in this case? So what would you have to do? Clearly he would be saying the same thing it appears as the Tanakam. I mean, he's certainly agreeing that Zeh Mevi Ashram Tolui Vezeh Mevi Ashram Tolui, in which case he's not really adding very much to the Tanakam, and that we'll see in the Gemara. Now how about if you've got Chatichas Chelev VeChatichas Kodesh? One piece is also B'Shem Chelev. One piece is Osir Mishum Kodesh, and the part that's Osir Mishum Kodesh involves us in the problem of the Ashram Tolui Lagabi Me'ila, correct? Okay, so what happens over here? Ochal achat mehem ve'eni yodea izeh mehem achal. So suppose now you ate one, you don't know which one. Well, I mean, then everybody agrees you can bring an Ashram Tolui here, because one Ashram Tolui basically covers you either way. And it was, I don't know if I ate Me'ila. Okay, but according to Rabbi Akiva, you bring an Ashram Tolui. Well, I am bringing an Ashram Tolui.
Would you bring an Ashram Vatai? Because you know for sure you've crossed something, you've done something.
No, because one is Chayav and Chakas. Uh-huh. So I can't bring the Chakas, I have to bring an Ashram Tolui. Uh-huh. If I'm bringing the Ashram Tolui for the Chalev, so now it's going to be anyway, I'm going to be Yotzi the Ashram Tolui for Rabbi Akiva on the Me'ilah. Uh-huh. So Ramonushach, I'm covered. Here everybody would agree that I'm covered, because I'm going to bring the Ashram Tolui anyway out to Suffolk Chela. So Mamela, I have no problem now with the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rambanan, because everybody would agree in this case you bring an Ashram Tolui.
Cover both with one?
Well, it's, I only get one piece. Mamanushat, I mean.
But two, you're over two things. Both Mila and...
I can't be over both, I'm only over one. But since I'm Mesupik, if I'm over a Chatas, so I have to bring it no matter what. Right? Because I had two pieces here.
It's either Ashram Tolui or Ashram Mevas and...
No. Huh? That's the thing. See, that's what's so beautiful about the Mishnah. It forces you to work this out. Basically, you don't look at it that way. Because you can effectively ignore what it was. Because all you need to know is that you were over on a Suffolk Chatas. remember that the Ashram Tolui isn't coming to be mechaper on the chet per se. It's been coming to be mechaper on the suffer. This really was, where did we initiate thinking along these lines? In the previous Mishnah, where we were worried about the language of making a tnai, the im safek. The Gemara says, what do you mean, im safek? Obviously it's a safek, that's what we're talking about. Right? So we needed to clarify what we mean. I mean, what is an Ashram Tolui really for? As we're saying, the Ashram Tolui is only there b'shas the safek, and that's what it means. So if this is going to remain a safek forever, then there should be an Ashram Tolui. So it's a completely different thing. Since over here, for all intents and purposes, if I have one piece that was chul and gomer, I still have to bring an Ashram Tolui. So you're not adding anything by saying now that the other piece was kodesh. And if I ate the kodesh, and if you ate the chulin, so you didn't have to bring an Ashram Tolui. You still have to bring an Ashram Tolui. The point of an Ashram Tolui is that you're bringing it on the possibility that you ate the other one. In this case, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. No matter which way you look at it, you'll be covered by the Ashram Tolui. You're mistripping if you ate a kodesh. Okay, brought an Ashram Tolui. You're mistripping if you were over on the Yila. Okay, I brought an Ashram Tolui. It's not that it's the same Ashram Tolui. It's one Ashram Tolui, right? Right. Because I know I only did one or the other. Okay, so in this case, you have a chatichas chelav, you have a chatichas kodesh, you ate one of them, you bring an Ashram Tolui, and everything's fine. Now, the question is when you ate the other one. So, achalat hashniya, at that point, you have to be maybe a chatas vadai and an Ashram vadai, because now we're talking about vadai me'ilas. Of course, this is not an Ashram Tolui, this is an Ashram me'ilas. Achalat hashniya, maybe chatas v'asham vadai. Now, how about if achalat chatat harishona, uba echad v'achalat hashniya? How about if two different people went ahead and did this? One person eats the first piece, then another person comes along and eats the second piece. Zemi v'asham tolui, v'zemi v'asham tolui. So in that case, they both have to bring an Ashram Tolui. Now this is not so poshut anymore, because now it's talking about a case when the second guy eats it, it's not a chaticha mishte chatichot anymore. Remember, this is the case we had previously, that depends how we understand chaticha mishte chatichot. If one of the pieces wasn't there at the time that the second person eats it, so according to those shittas who held that you need chaticha mishtei chatichot, in this case, bichlal maybe not mechayev him an Ashram Tolui, unless you hold the Rabbi Akiva. And you're tistam that you're brave Ashram Tolui. This, again, we'll discuss in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, so Rabbi Shimon says, well, let them get together. And between the two of them, they can bring one chatas, and one Ashram Vadai. And that way they're covered. They've actually been mechaper. Because one of them was over on the Aveira of Chela. And one of them was over on the Aveira of Me'ila. So this way they're both bringing that carbon and they make it tonight. Whoever it belongs to, it belongs to. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, you can't do that. In Shnayim Levim Chatat V'Ashram Echad. You can't do that. So you're stuck now with each one bringing on his suffer. Now how about if you have two chatichot of chelav? One is just plain old-fashioned chelav, and the other one is chelav that's also kodesh. Now what? Okay? Now again, we're assuming here that isur chal al isur. Again, this is something that the Gemara is going to have to deal with. But we're assuming that if it's a chelav and kodesh, you're going to be over on two separate things. On the isur of achilas chelav, and on the isur of Me'ila. So now comes along one person and he eats one piece. Ochal achas mehem. Vein yadua ezeh mehem achal. Now here he definitely has to bring a chatas, right? Because both pieces were chelav. There's no question about that. Only question is what happens to the suffix that he has about whether this was the piece that was also kosher. Okay. Tanakama always holds that on a suffix mi'ilos you don't bring an Ashram Tolui. So he's satisfied with the person bringing a chatas and everything's fine. Says Rabbi Akiva, well, it's not fine. Because he still has a suffix as to whether he was over on the Isra of Me'ila, and therefore he requires also an Ashram Tolui, and it's not enough for him to be maybe a chatas. Now, suppose he eats the second one, and we're assuming over here that there was Yediyah in between. In other words, he found out that it was Kalev, in which case he can't be Yotze with one Chatas, because now he has a new Shigaga, and now he eats the second piece. So in this case, he has to bring two Chataot, one for each of the pieces because there was Yediyah between them. That's for the Kalev. And he then has to bring, of course, knowing that he ate the second one, and an Asham Vaday. But suppose one of the person ate one piece and then another guy comes along and he eats the second piece. Okay. Each has to bring a chatas, that's clear. Because it was definitely a chalev that they ate. So zeh may be chatat, zeh may be chatat. And Rabbi Akiva says yes, but also zeh vezeh may be an Asham Tolui, because they both have the suffix as to whether it was a me'ilah. Rabbi Shimon says, well, let them each bring a chatas. Yes, there's no way to avoid that. But they could get together and bring an Asham Vadai. And that way, between the two of them, they make a condition. Whoever it was that ate the Me'ilah, ate the Kodesh, here's the carbon for the Me'ilah. If it's Reuven, this is Reuven's carbon. If it's Shimon, this is Shimon's carbon. Rabbi Yossi again says, Ein Shneyem Mevim Asham Echad. There's no way to bring a carbon Vadai until you know that you were Chotek. Chatichas chelev v'chatichas chelev nosa. Gets worse. Again, we're assuming iser chalal iser. So you have one piece of chelev and one piece that is chelev that is nosar min hakotshim, and nosar is also a chi of kores. So that means there would be two issues of bringing a chatas here, besides the question of the me'ila. At least one would think that there should be a question on the Eila. I mean, in order for it to be notar, which is leftover food of Kodesh, it has to be Kodesh. But surprisingly, the Me'ila sort of gets lost over here, and the Gemara is going to wonder about this. But in any event, you had a Chatichas Chelev and a Chatichas Chelev notar. You eat one of them, you don't know which one. Okay, so you definitely did an Isser Chelev. So you bring a Chatas for the Isser Chelev. You maybe also did an Isser of Nosa, even though it was one Achila, but we know you can eat one Achila and Bichayev lots of Chatos. In this case, you're lucky. There were only two. It was Chalev and Nosa. We had some of our more creative cases. We could have gotten you all around. So in this case, you would then bring one Chatos for the Vaday Isser Chalev and an Asham Tolui for the Suffolk Isser Notar. You're not sure whether you ate the notar piece. You now go ahead and eat the second piece, and you had a yediyah in between. Now you've got to bring three chataot. One for vaday chelev, one for vaday chelev, and now that you've eaten both pieces, one for vaday noser. So at this point, there's no asham tolui involved at all. Notice it doesn't say anything about bringing an asham elam, which is a little bit funny. I mean, all along, the Mishnah has been very careful about telling you what the situation is to bring the Asham Echad. All of a sudden, leaves it out. This bothers the Gemara. Now, we'll talk about Achal Echad et Harishonah. And how about if one person eats one piece? Comes along the second guy, Ubacher v'chalat Hashniyah. So, there, each one has to bring Echadus and an Asham Tolui, because each one vaday ate b'shogeg a piece of chelev, and each one is misupark if he also ate a piece of noser. So on that he has to bring the Asham Tolui, and each one has that suffix. Again, says Rabbi Shimon, why can't each bring a carbon chatas for the chet b'shogeg that they did in achilas chelev, and then they can get together and bring a chatas vaday between the two of them on the iser that they did of achilas noser. So Shneim Meidim Chatas Achaz, it would be a Chatas Vaday, Chatas Neser. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Chatat, Shehi Baal Chet, Ein Shneim Meidim Ato. Wherever you're talking about a Chatas, which is coming for a Chet, now those words seem to be redundant. What do you mean a Chatas is coming for a Chet? Well, obviously a Chatas is coming for a Chet. Not true. Because how about in a case where you would have two Yoldot, Besafin? So two women had, let's say, miscarriages. We don't know how to identify whose embryo is which. Okay, one of them was mutated and wasn't right to bring a carbon on, and one of them was a normal embryo. So you'll say, okay, each one of them is a suffix yoledes, and has to bring a carbon. Ah, so the reality there I made it, that they can both get together and make a tanai, and whoever was the yoledes, that would be fine. It's only a chatas habal chait was a carbon yoledes, is not baal chait. A carbon yoledes is b'chutzah kippurim in order to be oichel b'karcher. There I agree that you can bring a carbon even b'shutafut.
You learn that out from the Olsen b'shutafut? That it has to be one person to do a chait, not the two people?
That's a different thing. That's shnayim shasu b'tunim. That's a different issue. This is the question of the Nodal of Katatov. You have to know that you're chait. Omele Rav al Rav Nachman. Getting to Rav Yossi. The Rav Yossi chatas hu delo maitu shnehem. Ha'ashem tolui maitu shnehem. What exactly is going on over here? Is it Rav Yossi, as we pointed out when we read the Mishnah, isn't he saying exactly the same thing as the Tanakhama? All he says is, Ein shnayim mevim chatas echad, right? Okay, but what's left? I'm not arguing with you that they have to bring an Ashram Toloi. You, Rabbi Shimon, are saying, well, there's always an option. Why bring an Ashram Toloi? Get together and bring a chatas. And I come along and I say, nope, can't do that, sorry. But that's what the Tanakhama said. The Tanakhama said, Zeh may be Ashram Toloi, but Zeh may be Ashram Toloi. Rabbi Shimon says, instead of bringing both an Ashram Toloi, why don't you get together and bring a chatas? Comes on, Rabbi Yossi says, nope, two people can't bring a chatas. But that's, the Tanakhama obviously held that. That's why he said they each have to bring an Ashram Toloi. So what exactly is Rabbi Yossi adding with his words over here? So in other words, he's saying, chatas udala maishashem, ha Ashram Toloi maishashem, okay? Hainu Tanakhama. But that's exactly what the Tanakhama says. Now, maybe you'll say, oh, no, wait a minute. Maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is saying, look, the Ashram Toloi, you know you don't have to bring. Why not? Because you don't have now chaticha mishte chatichot for the second guy. So you can't say, remember our earlier machlokas, back in the beginning of the second parag, what's the din of the third parag? What's the din of achila of a chatichas suffik chelev? Ramad Yomar held it's only where there's two pieces, one of which is varai chelev, that then you have a korban Ashram Toloi. So maybe that's the point. Maybe Rabbi Yossi represents a third shita. The Tanakhama says, look, they each bring an Ashram Toloi. You can't bring a korban chatas kavua between you. Comes along now Rabbi Shimon and says, why not together bring a chatas kavua? Or chatas, I don't know, in the middle of Lom Shakon, you have been for all. That's right. All right, let me finish and I'll say it. Comes on Rabbi Yossi and says, look, Rabbi Shimon is wrong, because you can't get together to bring a carbon. But the Tanakhama is also wrong, because the Tanakhama is claiming that they each have to bring an Ashram Toloi, but he's not taking into consideration that by the time the second guy ate it, there was only one piece. And since I hold that you can only be chayiv if you eat a chaticha, mishtei chatichot, so it's not true that it would each bring an Ashram Toloi. Maybe you'll say that that's the machlokas and the three shitot in the Mishnah. Sorry, but that doesn't work. Because the Braisa says, b'feirush, v'atanya, Rabbi Yossi omer, zeh mevi Ashram Toloi, v'zeh mevi Ashram Toloi. Rabbi Yossi says himself that each one brings an Ashram Toloi. So then what is the difference between him and the Tanakhama? Says the Gemara, there is none. Basically, the Mishnah is now telling you who the Tanakhama is. A Kamashma, non Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi. So the Mishnah now is telling us that the Shita that is presented first is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi.
How can you justify the stuff of one? How can you justify only one piece being enough to bring enough glue into the second?
Why not?
I was
on my focus before whether you dash in your
shape. He holds like the
correct. Okay. What does he know?
So five times
no, in the other cases are not all necessarily. Each one comes from something else in Rav Yossi. And there's the only one we have now, the complete repetition, is over here, because of the other case he didn't have. It wasn't the case with the Tanakh Kamas that each one brings.
But if the Tanakh Kamas would have been in Roshon Rabbi Yossi, that's saying Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, that's true. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yeah, but since Rabbi Yossi had to respond to Rabbi Shimon, so Mamela wants to bring in that idea. What do I say about that? I mean, it's one thing to just say Zemei V'Yashem Tov, but something else to say that Ein Shnayim may be in. So then we would have had to say Rabbi Shimon first, and then Rabbi Yossi. We wanted to make the Mishnah to be stunned. Chatichat Chelev, the Chatichat Kodesh. So you have a case where you have a question of Kodesh, or Chatichat Chelev, or Chatichat Chelev Kodesh, or Chatichat Chelev, or Chatichat Chelev Noser. Those were the next three cases. Omalei Rovel Reb Nachman, what happened in the last case? All through the Mishnah we're talking about Me'ilah, and all of a sudden we get to the last case where we throw in that one of the pieces was Noser, and if it was Noser, it was Vaday Kodesh, and there we don't mention bringing Noser Me'ilah. So how do you justify that? V'loisiname Asham Vaday, the Noser, the Kodesh. Omalei, that's not a problem. There's no Shavapruta. What are you talking about? There's no Shavapruta. Mikar, these pay Shavapruta, Askinan. I mean, obviously, we've been talking in our Mishnah about a case where there is a Shavapruta. I mean, otherwise, why did we have in the first case of Diktani, Arsham Varai, and over here, all of a sudden, arbitrarily, you're gonna snap your fingers, and now it's not a Shavapruta. Oh, for no reason, in the middle of a Mishnah. That's absurd. So, Diktani, Arsham Varai, Amalei, excuse me. The case we were talking about up until now was a piece of perfectly edible meat. It wasn't noser. But noser, by definition, is old meat. It's called uber tsurasa, right? It's now no longer fresh meat. It's no longer good meat, which is the reason precisely for why it's noser. So, Mamela, it's very reasonable to say, instead of getting involved in the issues of the Asham Eilas, which doesn't really add anything to us over here. On the contrary, I'd rather, if I'm the Tana, I'm rather you take into consideration that Noser generally isn't worth very much. And so Mamela, since the Shira of Eilas are Shavapruta, in eating your Kazayas of Noser, it's not worth it. It simply isn't worth the Shavapruta.
So there's no Me'ilah on it.
And therefore there's no Me'ilah because you didn't eat a Shira. Shira Me'ilah, the Shavapruta.
But Me'ilah otherwise, Noser otherwise would be Chayav Noser. Chayav and Me'ilah.
Yes.
Even, okay.
Of course, because all Hekish is Oser.
It's still called Hekish, even though it's Oser.
Yeah. So, wait a minute. We had the famous mission that was talking about how many ways you could get a guy. And it said over there that Yesh Ochel Achilachat, and over there it says Noser. And it says you bring Arba Katos and an Asher. Now to explain that. So, I mean, you can't tell me that Noser doesn't have a Shavapruta, because that was the classic case that we used as the model for how many times you would have to bring a carbon for one Asher. Omar Lei, Ayi Begasa, Vahi Bedaka. It depends how much you eat, doesn't it? Rashi learns Gasa and Daka, which is not the animal. Behemoth gasa, the behemoth daka, but the slob who's eating. So if he's eating like a real slob, he could jam in enough of doser to make it worth the Shavapruta. The Rashash learns that it means kipshuta, gasa and daka, and the difference is that the gasa won't spoil as quickly, which is not, I don't think, true. I don't think it's true that because it's thick. I mean, out of Rabbi, I know,
yeah,
when,
exactly.
I know when Eskimos slaughter a whale, and it's ice cold, obviously, the whale spoils within hours because the whale itself is so warm that the bacteria just go to town. They have to cut it up momish on the spot. The minute they get it, they all get together to butcher it. Because otherwise it's gone in almost no time. You think like, wow, it's like, they put it in the freezer. You put a whole whale in the freezer. It doesn't do very much. I was sort of shocked by that, but that's... Okay, so that's what Rashi says. It's a gas and daka, the guy who's eating, not the animal that he's eating.
He's motivated.
Or, yeah. No, what do you mean? You know, how much he eats? Is he eating enough to... No, it's mode. It doesn't mean achila gasa, literally. I mean, then you're plundered. It's not derech achila. Or we could say it would be a mosek shomim, it would be a mosek chama. It depends how quickly it decays. So look, if a mishnah is coming to tell me a chiddush, you could be talking about a me'ilah. So good, so we understand. It's talking about a case where you did. It was cold outside, or you ate a lot. But our mishnah isn't coming to address that. It's not interested in stamben marvin karbanis. So to keep the case simple, it also puts you on notice, by the way, who's to say on notice that you're going to get involved in me'ilah? Okay, so now I understand. I have to look carefully at the case in order to know. But it's perfectly reasonable that we should have been machalic things between the two mishnayos and allow the reader to figure out that it's two completely different cases.
In the winter, it spoils less fast?
Huh?
In the winter, it spoils less fast?
Yeah. This was a great chesed. But I have finished it. I think so. I think I'm in bad shape here. No, I fell very badly. I managed to crush my glasses and everything else, but I'm thank you very, very much. Mom is a big dress that you did for me. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I assume of you. Okay. Sorry for continuing without Barnea, but I'm sure it'll be okay. Okal echad es harishayna. Omar le Rav al Reb Nachman, the whole Mishnah keeps coming back with Rabbi Shimon discussing what to do about getting together for bringing the chatas. But the problem is that the case that Rabbi Shimon is addressing over here is where there's also an Isser Chelev. And besides that, there's an Isser Noser. But Rabbi Shimon was the one who holds Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. So why is he discussing getting together to cover the carbon on the Isser of Noser, when according to him, once something is Chalev, it can't have an Isser Noser on it, because once something is Usser, you can't make it more Usser. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, and we had that before. That's the famous case of Otanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Potur. If you eat a Nevela, now Nevela is an Isser Lav. It's not going to be Kibbechai of you Achatos, but you ate it on Yom Kippur. You really choose your times. So you eat this Nevela on Yom Kippur, so you think, okay, Yom, oh, thank you very much. So you'd think that Yom Kippur is an Isser Karet, you'd have to bring a carbon. No, your Potur, no carbon. Why? Because it was already Usser, because it was an Avela. How can it become more Usser? Because it's Yom Kippur.
You wouldn't say Kim Lebed Rabbi Ne'ah?
There's no Isser to be Kim Lebed Rabbi Ne'ah. Kim Lebed Rabbi Ne'ah is only a Din and Onesh. First we have to establish the Isser. So you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not going to help for it to become now Noser on top of its being Chelev. Omrib Sheshes Bereder Vidi. No, you're 100% right. Clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, it can't be the same piece. What it's got to be talking about over here is that we're referring to eating a kidney. So the kidney is now noser, because some of the kidney is meat, not chelev. So you ate the kidney b'chelva. There were two pieces like this. So one piece was also noser. The noser section applies to the meat. And the chalev section applies to the chalev and ain't a chinami. You can't have an iser noser being chal on the chalev itself. Yeah, but so what? So what? Even if it's kulia b'chelva, were you allowed to eat this kulia before? Isn't it part of a zevach? There's an iser lav for eating anything that goes on the mizbeach. And we don't need for it to be an iser karet, right? An iser, just like the veil on Yom Kippur was an iser lav. Comes on Yom Kippur, it doesn't change anything, right? So over here, you have now an iser of eating the basar, the emurim that are being ela Lashem. It has to be Lashem, not to you. And now you're saying, but that's okay, there'll be a new iser on it now of noser. How could there be a new iser on noser? And if you're going to tell me, well, I mean, because after all, the noser is much more chamor. The noser is an isur karet, and the olin is only an isur lav. So,
That was the same thing with Yom Kippur and Avela. It was exactly the same situation. The Avela was an Isser Kal, was not Karet. The Yom Kippurim was an Isser Karet. And nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon said, you've only got one Isser. So why over here do we have two Issers? The Vasite Mesir, like Rabbi Shimon, and now let's see that inside. The Notar Yisur Chamur. And therefore, since it's Chamur, it's Chal al Isser Kal, which is only a Lav. Of the Olin, you could say the same thing about the Isser of Nevela. A Nevela Isser Kalu, and Yom Kippurim Isser Chamur. And we don't say Veloka Asi is Yom Kippurim de Chamur, the Chayal al Nevela de Kal. We do not say that according to Rabbi Shimon, none, that we should say in this case, the Isser of Yom Kippur being more Chomer should be Chal al Nevela, and he should be Meudah that you're Chayav HaChatas. He says, you're Potter. So then in this case, how in the Mishnah? Am I doing something wrong? What the next one?
Kal.
An Isser Kal in this case is where there's no Chiyuv Karet attached to it. Only a Chiyuv of Malkut. So both the Nevela and the case of the Isser Olim, using, eating something that goes on the Mizbeach, does not involve an Isser Karet. So it's an Isser Kal. And we have an Isser Chamur. In the case of the Nevela Yom Kippur, doesn't change anything. We leave it Kal, and according to Rabbi Shimon, so here too, we originally had an Isser Kal, namely the fact that it was Olin. So it doesn't change anything now. The fact that it's going to be also Notzer and Bichayev Karet, says Rabbi Shimon, look, there's no room for two Isserim on the same piece. I mean, it's either one or the other. Now, you already defined it as Osir, where is it going to be Kal on? That's the meaning of an Isser Kal al Isser. So how do you explain the Mishnah? Why does Rabbi Shimon talk about a chatas on the chelev? On the noser. It can't be. Osir, as noser at all. All you've got, according to Rabbi Shimon, is one chi of chatas. The chatas on the chelev. And says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to Kodesh, the Torah gives us a special pasuk that teaches us, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that Isur is chal al Isur, with Isurei Hegdesh. So the Kachim Goli Rachmana, the Osi Isur Vechal Al Isur. Where is this? Where do we know this from? The Tanya. It says, when it comes to the Isur of a person who is Tamei eating the Basar of the Shlomim, it says over there, HaKodesh Asher La Hashem. If a person eats Betuma, that which is going La Hashem, now, Lashem is talking about the Emurim, right? Okay. The Rabot is Emurim. Before he became Tameh, he was already not allowed to eat Emurim because they were being Oila Lashem on the Mizbeah. Nonetheless, the Torah says specifically that if he became Tameh, and now he's going to go and he's going to eat from the Emurim, Masher Lashem, he's going to become Chayet Karet. So the Emurim Koyal of Yisr Eilin, and it was Yisr Chalef, correct? Before anyway, because the Emurim are Chalef. And all of a sudden, comes along now, so anyway, he not only had an Yisr Kal, he had an Yisr Chomor, and it's Koyal Yisr Tuma, and now there's an Yisr of eating it Betuma, which is a new Yisr Karis. And I'll prove it to you, by the way. This is a basically something that is well known. Teda Shekeinu. Of course this is true that Kachem is different. Because look, Rebbe holds the Rebbe, a Rebbe Svirle, Isser Kal al Isser. But that's Hanimil Isser Chomor al Isser Kal. Aval Isser Kal al Isser Chomor, lo. Rebbe, who generally holds that Isser is Kal al Isser, where you have an Isser Kal. But certainly you can't have an Isser Kal being Kal on an Isser Chomor. And yet, according to Rebbe, by Kachim, an Isser Kal would even be Kal on an Isser Chomor. So, and that proves that there must be something unique about Kachim. But the Kachim Shaminale Diomar Isser Kal al Isser Chomor Nami Chayal. Where do I see that? The Isser Me'ila. The Isser Me'ila is Kal. Why? Because there's no Karet. It's only an Isser Misa B'dei Shaman, as opposed to Karet. And nonetheless, Vu Misa, the Isser Kachim is an Isser Chomer, namely Kares. And nonetheless, we know that Rebbe holds that the Isser Misa of Me'ilah is chal on the Isser Kores of the Isser Chomer. How do I know that the Tanya Rabbi Omer kol chelav la'ashem l'rabas imurim kachim kalim l'me'ilah? Me'ilah is an Isser Misa. Why does the Torah say kol chelav la'ashem? Bring all of the chelav to the Lord. What is the chelav? Was it Osir already in Isser Karet? Yes. Even before I made it Kodesh. Absolutely. So now I'm coming along and I'm making it Kodesh. And what's going to happen? Comes along the Pesuk to tell me that Kol Chelav Lashem teaches me that if I'm Nene from the Emurim of a Korban, then I'm going to be over on an Isser Me'ilah. How could I be over on an Isser Me'ilah? An Isser Me'ilah is only an Isser Misa. It's not as chomer as the yeast that was already there. And nonetheless, Rebbe holds that it would be chal on an apal pikin. Umiyulim iser misa, and nonetheless, kachayel iser chaleb, which is an iser chorus. Shema mina, bekachim golikra. Therefore, it's clear that even according to Rebbe, so I mean, don't be surprised that Rebbe Shimon in this Mishnah, which is talking about Kadesh, and the iser, the chalois iser of Neiser on chaleb, that's because it's a special case. The case of Yom Kippur is not talking about Kadesh. Excuse me? Rabbi Shimon says exactly the opposite. Vatanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Pigul Ba'olim, Ve'ein Notar Ba'olim. He says you can't have an Isser Pigul that would be Chal on Olim. So in other words, an Isser Pigul is where somebody was bringing the Korban, had the wrong thought at the time that he's bringing it. He decided he's going to shek this carbon, let's say, in order to bring it on the Mizbeach 2 days later. At that point, it immediately becomes osur. And if you eat from the meat of this carbon, you're going to be chayev karet. Because it's pigul. Even though nothing wrong was done. It was only that he was thinking about doing something wrong. But he was thinking at the time that he did the aveda. That makes it into pigul. Now, suppose you go ahead and you don't eat from the meat of the carbon, but you eat from the part that was supposed to be going on the Mizbeach.
From the pigul.
And it's pigul. Says, and now, according to what we just said, since we're dealing with Kodesh, the Isser of pigul should be chal on, now, the other Isserim of Olin or anything else that was involved, and you should be chayev for eating it, a korban, because of pigul. Because pigul is an Isser karet. Which what's his motto. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon says, nope, no such thing. You can't become chayav pigul, and if you eat olim as opposed to basar, you eat things that were supposed to be brought, or even basar as opposed to vanayla, which is meant to be brought up to God, if you eat things that were supposed to be brought up on Mizbeah, which are there for usher for you to eat, so now what's the difference if they're pigul? The pigul's not going to affect you. What's the difference if they become notes? The notes is not going to affect you, because they were already usher to you. What do you mean? But now they're more usher. Now they're isher karet. Doesn't matter. I thought by Kodesh it does matter. So you see that your explanation of Rabbi Shimon is absurd. And if Rabbi Shimon himself disagrees, I mean, obviously we've got a problem here, because Rabbi Shimon in our mission is saying that you do have to concern yourself about the Korban Chatas on the part that's no sir, and you're going to, I mean, he suggests getting together with the other guy and bringing it for shit the foot, but it's definitely there. It's got to be taken care of. What do you mean? Well, was Osir al Chelav before? Or was the part that was supposed to be brought? Let's say I shek the carbon, I have now my, now I go and do the Zrika. So the part that was meant to be Oyla Vashem, I'm not allowed to eat.
So once you became Pigul at the time of
the Zrika, let's say.
At the Zrika.
Yeah. So I already had oil? Answers the Gemara, there's no way out of this. Obviously, I mean, it's a machlokas tanoim. I leave the Rebbe Shimon. I mean, there's clearly our mission. I mean, there's no theoretical answer. I mean, he's contradicting himself in precisely the same case. I mean, I can't, that I can't explain. But all I'm saying is that there is a Tana that agrees, and clearly he says this Mishnah, that holds that Rebbe Shimon agrees in case of Kodesh. I mean, so Ika the Amri, there are those who hold that Rebbe Shimon agrees that by Kodeshim, Isser Chal al Isser, and he could army. I mean, obviously, in the Brisa, there's another approach to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Rabbi Shimon never darshened the pasuk by Kutchin, and that even by Kutchin, may Nisr Chalalism. So what does he do with the pasuk? So, Lamandi Omer B'Kutchin Nam Ein Nisr Chalalism. If he holds that once something is usher, it can't become more usher even if it's kodesh, what does he do with the pasuk of Kol Chelav Lashem? My Ovid, like, what does he do with that pasuk if it's saying beferish that if you become tamei and you eat the emurim betuma, you're now going to be chayav kares? I don't understand. It was already usher from before. So my Ovid, like, that's not what it's coming to talk about. What's coming to talk about? Mukim le bivladei kodeshim. That's talking about the part of the animals that were born to an animal that was kodesh. So now there you had those animals having murim in them, which are chaylev. Now I go ahead and I eat them. Betuma. Over there, you have Isser Chalal Isser, because there's no Chalal Isser. They both occur instantaneously at the same moment. When something occurs at the same moment, it can become Usser for two reasons. It's just once something is Usser, it can't become re-Usser, because you can't define a state that already exists differently. But if the state comes into being initially for two different reasons, then that could be Isser, two Isser, three Isser, whatever. Now, obviously, that only works if he holds that the fetus of an animal that's Kodesh only becomes Usser v'Kodesh at its birth, not now while it's forming. So therefore, so Yod Vlodei Kodeshim B'Havayatan Yu Kedoshim, the Hein Kedoshim, and therefore, since now it's only, and this is based on the Pasuk, Rak Kodeshecha Asher Yiyu Lachatz, we always use the word B'Havayatan, so then that means that these Vladot now simultaneously become Usser to you, and I'll spoke the Chelev and the Tumah at one moment. Okay, Hadran Allah Dam Shechita Li Neder. In other words, he says if it's the same animal that was already there, then there's no way for you to become.
Is there a shin also? Is there a shin now?
We're explaining the Shita in Reb Shimon, who holds that we don't learn out from Kodesh. So we asked on him, what about the Pasuk itself that says that if you're Tameh, you're Chayev even on Kodesh Hashem, on the Emurim. Lachra, the Emurim existed there before and had an Isser of Aliyah before, right? Says the Gemara, if we're talking about Vladas Kodeshim, then that didn't exist before. Because the instant that they are born, they become a murim at and osutu ostuma. They become osutu for two reasons.
You're shechting this animal and it gave birth?
No, you're not shechting the animal.
The animal's already.
The animal is perfectly happy.
Okay.
And it stays happy.
It's Kodesh. It's not a korban.
No, it is a korban. It's just, it hasn't been brought up as a korban. Yeah, it's meant to be a korban.
And the amurim are already osut? You know, it hasn't been shechted yet? I mean. Mm-hmm. The Amorim of this animal are also even before it's shechted.
Of the animal that's being born?
Yes.
No, that's what we're saying, that it can't. If you hold it, what we're trying to address is do Vladas Kutcher become Usser at the time that they're forming, which or is not, the other sheep. Bimei Iman and Kedesh. So if you hold it Bimei Iman, so then you have the same problem, because they're considered to be usher to you all along. Right. But now we're saying, no, he holds, if Reb Shimon would hold, according to the Shita that doesn't learn it out of the Asher Lashem, he would be learning that Vladei Kodeshim are only Bahavayatan and Kedoshim. Since Bahavayatan and Kedoshim, at the moment that they were born, they were usher to you because of your Tuma, and because of the fact that they're only to be Mukrami. Right. Okay, so again, so Hadron Loch Dam Shchita. HaMevi Hashem Talui. You know, Dalo Shalom Chatap. How about a guy who's Mesopic? And now, some comes along, an expert, remember we were talking about this forensic evidence and so on. Or an aide, obviously, who knew what it was. Say, wait a minute. You did not eat the piece that was Usher. For sure, 100%. But he already set aside his Hashem Talui. So what? Yet say, Says Rabbi Meir, look, if you didn't, the whole thing was a mistake. If it was a mistake, it's a regular animal. You don't have to worry about it. Put it back into your flock. You don't have to be paid at nothing. It was just a mistake. An honest mistake.
Only by Nasi Toli would he say that, right?
Well, we'll see. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, no, you have to let it get a moon. Having set it aside, and the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes. In other words, were you mad? Basically, I mean, clearly it boils down to the question of when someone is bringing an Ashram Toli, he's bringing it because of his suffix, and therefore intends to make it kodesh come hell or high water. He's bringing it in order to cover the doubt, the fact that he subsequently finds out there is no doubt. He can't ex post facto redefine the doubt at that time. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if when a person brings a carbon as an Ashram Toli, he's saying to himself, boy, I sure hope I found out in time so I won't have to bring it. He's now committed to taking care of this doubt. That, the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer, of course, this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, we already know about Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, so what if you found out you didn't sin? You feel guilty, don't you? So bring it. Look, you did something wrong. There's no question about it. So if it doesn't cover this, it covers something else. Right? You're never going to get away with it. This, of course, is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Who holds you can even misnadev adam ashram toloi b'chol yom, he holds you can go ahead and you can bring an ashram even if you don't know that you were chote. I'm going to leave the rest of the Mishnah for tomorrow because of an unfortunate occurrence that I will not be here. Yehuda Steinman's mother was nifter, and I must go to the Levaya.